There you go.
Sorry?
Oh, yeah.
Why do we have two different microphones?
Yeah, we're gonna use two different purposes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was actually so it's gonna microphone array data, and there's lapel data, and there's basic data. It can go to different types of sound.
What would the difference, yeah, the difference be?
I do think.
Okay, you can't see it too. Alright.
That should be it.
Okay, here we go. Alright, the agenda for the, oh.
Okay, take it away.
Alright, the agenda for this meeting is, we'll initially have the prototype presentation by our two designers, and then we will evaluate it, given the criteria that, that we gave it, and talk about our finances, whether we were under or over our budget. I have a spreadsheet where we can calculate our prices for every aspect of what we've made, given our options, and evaluate the product as a group.
Okay.
And so first we'll have the prototype presentation. Do you need the PowerPoint for this?
Yeah, I've just got a few slides.
All right, sure.
Thank you. Yeah, here we are. This is what we came up with. It's a pretty simple slide. It's based on a mango,
mango.
Mango.
Yeah, and we have the company logo here. And this will be the infrared layer, and this will be the part one, the on off button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, what was it? Where's the LED?
It's in the middle of the little R.
Okay.
And then the other one is the fire. And we just have a simple design. We wanted it all to be
palm
accessible
held.
From your thumb. Yeah, palm
yeah.
held. And
yeah.
All the buttons are accessible from your thumb.
Notice you have a number 10 button.
Oh, that was a mistake, wasn't it? Right, no.
Take
that one off. Sorry. I was in charge of the
number. No problem.
And this is just that we've got like 11 and 12. Like, two plus.
So 1 plus
you
1
could
would be 11.
Oh.
Oh, you press a plus button?
You could go 1, 3, yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never heard that kind of before.
Well, we just thought we have all the numbers here, so we wanted something representative of numbers larger than 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you, on your average remote, if you press 1 twice, you just go to, say you wanted channel 12, and you press
yeah.
1, and then you go to channel 1, and then 2, then you just go to channel 2 instead of
oh,
12.
Oh,
so if you say 1 plus 2, then you go to channel
oh.
12 or 2 plus
I thought
two.
It was
channel 10.
Would you have to go 0 plus 1 if you want to go to channel 1 or 2?
No. Oh, that's how you have all these numbers. These numbers all work independently up to 9.
Yeah, but I mean, if you press it, it'll go to that channel right away.
Yeah.
Because you gotta press the plus afterwards.
Oh, no, the plus is only for if you're going past the number 9.
Yeah, I know, but if I want to go to, say, number, say, 65, channel 65, but I press the 6, it'll go to channel 6, and then I'll
oh.
press the plus, and then we'll go to 6, and then put the 5, and we'll go to
no,
65.
You press the plus first. It doesn't, we haven't realized. I would have thought you pressed the plus first and then 65, but she says plus.
I get what you're getting fairly defined
that.
I wouldn't have thought it would be a problem that it went to channel 6 first,
yeah.
in, like on the way to channel 65.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah,
but just
not,
like, as
yeah.
long as we realize that's what we'll do.
There's a delay on remotes, I think, where you
yeah.
can have it. It's
yeah.
like a 5 second input
yeah.
time. So
yeah.
as long as you hit them, duck that
Yeah,
Yeah.
that.
It should be fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a big pause between two buttons.
Yeah.
Well, so on the top there is volume and
Channel. Wait,
channel
and
volume up. Okay, cool.
You could just
see and
do
hear
like
like
that without
that.
Thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
Where's the power button?
It's in the middle
It's
of
the
the
forget
middle.
all.
Oh,
so it's just like
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Well,
all
it's like
accessible without taking half off the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm.
We went for like a circular design for the numbers because we thought that was kind of a more natural movement than just going like that with your thumb.
Okay.
Ergonomics are all concerned.
Ergonomics,
Yeah.
definitely ergonomics.
It might actually help with the repetitive stress injury
It could cause
as
another
well.
type of
Okay.
But yeah, no, I mean it's a different movement, so
Yeah.
yeah. And feel a bit, I mean we've made this out of Play-Doh, which is representing the, you know,
The
the rubber, the
yeah.
spongy rubberness. Because it was said before in the material specification that this anti-RSI material is often used in stress balls, so this has got, you know, a bit of give to it and
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of a stress
feel
ball here.
Yeah.
Like feel it yourself,
Yes,
how it fits on
I
the palm
would.
of your hand.
My goodness.
Thanks.
There
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice.
Oh, I think I killed the fly. I did. I killed
It's
the boar.
Oh
Okay, as with the colors, we were presented with a limited range of
Okay.
colors for
Very
this
good.
prototype.
Yeah.
But we're thinking that seeing as we're having it in interchangeable casing anyway, that this is not necessarily a representation of the true colors that we would necessarily use or the combination. And we're thinking to carry on with the fruit and vegetable theme, the color combination just could be named after different fruit, like
Oh,
banana, it could be black and yellow, watermelon, red and green, or vanilla might be the most popular if it just blends
quite
in
subtle
more
and
subtle cream instead
Yeah,
of the
it
others
looks
are all a
cool.
bit garish.
I think like vanilla and banana would.
Banana's more representative of our color scheme, like the accompanying the yellow and black.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
So that for corporate identity, that would probably be the most
yeah.
strength. I mean, watermelon, you know, probably appealing
Kind
to
of
the,
Christmas, you know.
yeah,
Yeah.
seasonal apple green brown more kind of trendy, you know,
Yeah.
khaki.
So pomegranate's kind of girly and funky kind of,
Cool.
and then it's always more for the more sophisticated customers.
Yeah.
Something that fits in with all decor.
Okay. Yeah, we thought of the components. It was definitely a focus of ergonomics and just a single handheld device. I mean, you don't need to use both hands. One hand to hold this and type in the other, you can just use your phone.
Yeah.
As I said, the rubber is probably used for comfort and anti-RSI. Yeah, that's about it.
All right, thank you very much. Good work,
Wow.
everyone. All right. And so now that we have a prototype, we need to go over the finances and seeing if this prototype matches what our budget can handle. So I have something I'm going to. Oh wait, no, do you need to do a presentation first?
I don't know what order it goes in.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out for a second. Oh yeah, sorry, you're right. Evaluation criteria is this being.
Hello. Okay. Come on my computer. Sorry, my computer's giving me technical difficulties.
Just press
Should I press
voice
the
mode again.
Customer debug. Oh no.
And then again, I think. One more time.
Oh, still not there.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think for this one, I could, if you guys prefer using the whiteboard, or maybe I'll just do it on right on the screen where you can see it. We're going to be doing an evaluation report together based on the prototype that we've just seen. And looking back at my notes from our both our conceptual and our functional meetings, I made a list of what our original requirements and goals were back to our kickoff meeting this morning. And we'll evaluate as to whether we've done what we set out to do. And we're going to do it on a 1 to 7 scale, where 1 is true and 7 is false. So basically, the lower the points, the better. Okay, so question number 1. Is the remote, whoops, sorry. Oh, I'm not going to, I'll do it on the whiteboard. I can't change it. So I'm going to ask you to push it down once.
Okay.
I'll write down our scores. Okay, so number 1. Do we have a fancy looking feel?
Feel, I think. We've been quite successful with the rubber closing.
The look is a little bit more playful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on your definition of fancy. But it's definitely different.
Oh, definitely different, yeah.
I think the colour has a lot to do with it. I mean, the colours we were given for making the prototype aren't the colours that I think we would have necessarily chosen. It's not the kind of
we're
only
given red and black.
Red and black and yellow and orange.
Yes.
And we don't want to go for black because most remote controls are black or grey, so we want to stand out that way.
If you can imagine that in like as just maybe a kind of pale metallic-y finish or something.
Metallic-y finish,
well, I don't know, it's for rubber. You can visualize this in nice colours. I think it would look
good.
I
kind of like the potato look.
Oh, well,
fruit or vegetable depends on your mood.
Totally.
So I myself would say a 1 or 2.
Yeah. I would say 2.
I'd say 2.
Okay.
One being true.
So I had 2.
2?
Okay.
That's making it confusing. Okay, so question number 2 was, is it technologically innovative? So I know we have the kinetic energy, which is very innovative.
Yeah.
And the use of the rubber.
The use of the rubber.
The
use of
the RSI.
LED.
The LED use isn't particularly innovative.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have any scroll buttons. It's all push buttons. There's no LCD control. So if you're thinking about the rest of the market, it's sort of probably halfway. In some aspects, it is.
Yeah, I'd say 3.
How good are 3?
And I think, I mean, it's tough to say because we didn't want it to be any more innovative than this because then
we
want to defeat the purpose. So, I mean, I will put 3, but I think we actually reached our goal.
Yeah.
We didn't want it anymore than that. Okay, question number 3. Will it be easy to use?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think
Can't really get confused with that. I mean, we have to work out the number.
The plus
number. The pluses.
Yeah,
once that's figured out. Number 4, is this a good looking remote? Remember that 75% of users find most remote controls ugly.
Again, I think the color comes into this.
Yeah, color will definitely be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the logo could be smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe not such a prominent way.
But
maybe like at the bottom.
Right.
Not
the management said that it had to be prominent.
Well, it just had to be on there, I guess.
Yeah.
Not touch it. It's 3 and kill. I was just wondering if it should be like flatter.
I suppose I've got quite
big. I like the appeal of it being like a big glob.
Yeah. But you know what I've just thought of then, right? Where's the money sucked in your living room? Is it not going to fall off?
Maybe it's the bottom is just sort of flat.
Yeah, the bottom.
And the rest
like,
is like
chopped a bit.
But then
around.
That is comfortable in your hand.
Oh, that's true.
It would still be comfortable.
Things like that.
You can handle it.
It could be on the bottom, so you wouldn't like if it's flat here, so it sits up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, that would be nice.
I fall over all the time. You know.
Yeah, it's less
if it's weighted maybe.
Because
details.
Like, we're done designing.
Okay, so is this a good looking remote? We want to show it off to our friends.
You would though, because it's more interesting than others.
Yeah.
I think it was another color and it was like, I think it'd look okay, maybe two.
I mean, I get
I
that.
think that's something of that rather than like your average plain
Yeah.
old remote like that, but definitely in another color. I'm not happy with those colors.
Okay, so should we say two for that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number five. What? Will people be willing to spend €25 on this product? Remember that 80% of users were willing to spend more money on a remote control that looked fancy.
I think we have to market it in the right way, though.
Yeah.
To say that it is simplistic, so people don't just see it and think, this is so simplistic, I do want to
Yeah.
spend €25. We have to market
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
The marketing of what?
And
And the kinetic
the
energy
kinetic
effect,
energy
Yeah.
shaker style leaf
Durable.
Those will be so real.
No, I guess I don't know much about the remote control industry. How much is your average sales for?
But you're a marketing expert.
I know, I am, right?
I think they're about 10.
But you don't have to buy batteries, so in the long term, this can actually save
Yeah.
money because
Oh,
you'll market it though.
exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, I think with a good marketing scheme, and the personalization options.
Yeah, I would give it a two still.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, number six, can someone read out?
Does this prototype match the operating behavior of the average user?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was mainly the
Yeah.
I think it does.
Oh,
yeah.
Because
The statistics as well.
Yeah, because the most accessible buttons are the volume and the channel changing, and
Yeah.
it's just you don't have to think about it. You don't have to look down to find them. They're clearly there, easy to use.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
guess I think the keyword there is average, because there were some people that used the video input and sound and stuff,
Yeah.
but they're not you and I really. So,
Yeah.
okay, so one.
Yeah.
Okay. Number seven. Heather, can you push it down? Will this remote control be easy to find when lost? Remember that 50% of users lose their remote regularly. That was
We have the alarm system.
Is the alarm system still, is it
Yeah,
implemented?
when you press the alarm system, the lights.
Yeah, lights on the end or flashes on, but I
I
mean,
don't know if
it's not obvious from the outside that's gonna happen.
It'll
Because you
pick up
can't
in the marketing.
particularly
I thought
see
the light
the
from the
alarm.
inside was
Yeah,
there,
the light, it will.
Or
But
was it
gonna
when
make
the
noise?
alarm's not, yeah, if you press the button, it makes the noise, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It turns into a duck and starts quacking.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Awesome.
If it was having an alarm system, I mean, when it lights up, I mean, it could light up when the alarm lights.
Yeah.
But if it was hidden underneath the cushion or something, it wouldn't be any point. So you can't see the alarm, but it would light
It would
up.
have to be in
I thought
the
you could have just made a noise.
Yeah,
Yeah, but you still
alarm.
could
You can't
use
see
it.
an alarm inside. It's
Which
just the alarm
bigger on the
system
back
itself.
or something.
Okay.
Well, you're just explaining why it's not on the prototype. But
Yeah,
yeah, it'll be
yeah.
there. So
Oh,
we could
okay.
say
Yeah.
that
Sorry.
we could give it a one because compared to every other remote ever made, this one will be easier to find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Heather.
No problem.
Question number eight. Will it be easy to learn how to use this remote when brand new? Remember that 34% of users usually found it difficult. So
Totally.
it has to be, yeah, see, they'll pick it
So
up and they'll know what to
the plus
Plus thing is
Once that's written down on the page, that
Yeah.
will be really something.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think just because we've decided to reduce it down to the basic buttons, I think that in
Yeah.
itself makes it so
Does it
much
make more
easier for
sense
them to
for the
use.
middle one to be just an enter button? So then you would have to push two buttons every time, at least.
Yeah, so it's just like channel six,
That kind
six,
of
enter.
annoys me though when it's 0, 6 and you have to press. I don't
Yeah,
know
but you don't have to
why.
press zero.
You just press six, enter.
Oh, okay.
Or
And then like
or
one,
12
two to
six
enter.
and
Oh, right,
Yeah.
guy.
Yeah, I think that's probably more straightforward. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can, we'll say yes, it's
Yeah, one.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Question number nine. Will minimize the effects of RSI, which was repeated strain injury, which affected over a quarter of users.
I think so. It's like right in the.
But if you're a
Your
software.
thumb might get a little
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
I was
I don't think it will.
We may have to do some more research into
Yeah.
other strain injuries that we don't
Biology.
know about.
But it is soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's soft.
And that's kind of what the,
And
the PowerPoint slide thing said would be good for
yeah.
RSI,
yeah.
So.
I mean, normally they're all things
we get
that are.
Yeah.
That's true.
Cause, I mean, you can only your left hand and use your index finger. But there's not really any other options unless it's like a keyboard. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I think we did this as much as we can with remote control.
Yeah.
So, one or two, do you think?
I think two.
Okay. Okay, number 10, did we somehow incorporate the company color and logo?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Now, is the color going to be there even if it's like vanilla? Is the yellow?
We can't really do that because, for example, on the banana theme, we can't have it as being yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It won't stand out. So it's not always going to be the same color.
It sounds like a color something that we need.
Yeah,
yeah,
the colors are yellow and gray.
Gray, yeah.
So it could be gray on the banana one.
Yeah, it could be gray.
Yeah.
I mean, the yellow's ugly though.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't
so I think we'll have to talk to our executive managers and see if we can get away with just the RR.
Yeah, I think this is the factor that we've been least successful in confronting
time. RR, I think that's great, and it wouldn't be that expensive to have a little bit of metal.
Yeah. And the buttons in the middle. So, do you think that's more of a 3 then? 3, 4?
4, I think 4. Well, I don't.
But we have good reasons for it, so maybe we can still put a 4?
Okay.
And final question. Do we stay true to our motto, I put the fashion into electronics? Current trends of fruits and veggies, desire for sponginess.
I would say so.
Following that brief thing we did.
But maybe more like 2, because there's no like pictures of fruit, it's just sort of naming it by a fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
the color scheme names and
yeah.
stuff.
Now, are the plates interchangeable? I think I missed
yeah.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
are, so you can have banana and kiwi. And
yeah.
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 Okay, so that's something that's kind of in the making too. Like maybe it'll become more.
That's fashionable in itself to have interchangeable plates.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Yeah, I think we'll. Well, that was our brief.
Well, the thing is, I think if somebody saw that and said, what was that inspired from? I don't know if you'd instantly say, mango.
Yeah. Maybe if it was scented.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That was great.
Yeah, we have money for that. All right, so based on this evaluation, do we average them out?
Yes, we do. So what was I going to put for that? 2 for fashion?
I would say 2.
Yeah.
Okay, so our average there are 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 19, 21 divided by 11.
1.9?
Yeah.
I don't know these
things. Between 1 and 2.
Between 1 and 2.
Okay.
So that's pretty
easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's the highest we've got is 1.
Alright.
Like
yeah, because we're 4.9.
Okay. Yeah. I think like it should be more around 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have an online calculator.
I'm attempting to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it is 1.9.
Oh.
Oh wow.
Well, that's almost. Right, now that we're done with, our next step is to see if we are under budget. And my computer's frozen. And it's not. So, in our shared folder, if everyone could go there right now,
sorry.
I'm going to
let's
do it again.
Is that the project?
It's an Excel file of
production cost.
Yeah. There we go. Production cost. And I guess this thing's going to be a moment. Okay, so far I've added what I think. Or what is going on? going to get me. It's locked for editing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna open up the second one then. This is locked for editing. I have the original in my email account.
Is it locked because I'm in it?
I don't know.
It just means that we can't add any more to it now. Have you completed it?
No.
Oh, right.
No, I was hoping that you guys could.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, here we go. So we need to tally up how much our product will be costing. So you can look up at the screen, the live screen. I guess looking at your own too and telling you which one you think. Okay, we're using Kinetic, which is quite a large expense of €3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're using a regular chip.
Yeah.
It's double curved, so it's curved all around. It's another 3. We're already at 5. We're using plastic and rubber.
Yeah.
So, I think plastic is free. I guess we should do it just for one kind.
Yeah.
So it's like special color, but we'll have 2 colors, right?
Yeah.
Well, one color for the case, one color for the buttons,
mm-hmm.
so we can. We have push button in your case, so that's expensive. And we have a special color for the button, and we also have a special form. And special material. Which puts us just barely in the budget. Hooray!
Congratulations!
Yeah. Good work, guys. So, our operating cost is €12.20. Awesome. And back to our PowerPoint. So, okay. Yes, we are. So we need to do a project evaluation again, which is probably, a different extension of the...
Of the actual project rather than the product.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A project is used, yeah.
Yeah, because we're talking
so
about...
How we actually went around about doing it.
Yeah. Alright, so, did you guys feel like there was room for creativity?
I think we were pushed
for creativity.
I mean, we weren't really given the task, all the materials. Yeah, to go about our design task. So
yeah.
I think we could have done a bit more time.
Okay, so it'd be like, need more time and materials.
Yeah.
But you were allowed creativity.
Yeah.
I think so. It was like, but you were. Supposed to.
Yeah, and like conceptual and functional. Like, we were very creative in coming up with an idea, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we were just limited by resources.
Mm-hmm.
We could
yeah.
Like,
okay.
If we had decided to use the LCD screen and, like, solar power backup and everything, we wouldn't have been able to afford that, so that did limit
creativity.
Okay.
Just
mm-hmm.
resources.
Okay.
But yeah, that's like a much idea.
Leadership? Is this giving interest? You like me?
Good leadership. I think we stayed on task.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did. Seeing as we've come out with what we intended, a product within the budget, I think
mm-hmm.
that's a sign of the leadership. And also our personal coach helps along the way. So,
yeah.
You know.
And the timing is good. We never were pushed for time or sat around doing nothing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we are well suited to our roles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, how are our needs? We need more Play-Doh colors.
Yeah, and more Play-Doh, because that was all of the red we had. So
yeah,
if we wanted to make it bigger,
it
would be nice.
Okay.
satisfactory? Is that?
Yeah, the computer programs are good.
Yeah, it's really straightforward for the computer.
Yeah,
the only thing was having to remember to, you know, to okay. So
yeah.
I think I was the only one who struggled with that.
I'm actually not sure if I've saved my presentation.
Yeah.
The parts will be there.
New ideas found. I don't really know what that means.
Well, I think we've all learned stuff on each other. Like the not each different that. So, got new ideas from each other.
And what's your new ideas from? Yeah, well, I guess we bounced off of each other, which was cool.
Yeah.
Like, based on marketing stuff, and then we'd say something about interface. And
yeah.
And we were able to modify each other's ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To fit in with our areas of expertise.
Yeah.
And to have smart materials, by the
way. Sorry?
To have smart materials.
Oh, yeah.
Did it come in? I don't know if we counted that in there. Okay. Cool. That achieved. Our last slide is our closing slide. Yes, our costs are within the budget.
Yes.
It's evaluated generally positively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to complete final questionnaire and meeting summary. Then we celebrate in such a way that I have no idea.
Okay, brilliant.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Conclusion.